to add here at the Jettison Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Bob, are you there?
No, I'm not, but I am.
All right, fine. Well, Sydney, lots of exciting things are happening. Poor old General Motors is losing money. Ford now is going to have lose more in the way of money because nobody's buying their SUVs and their pickup trucks. And certainly the price of gasoline, oil, diesel is playing havoc with the economy. Sydney, Sears sales are down. Many of our large retailers, a significant drop in their sales. People just don't have the money. And now, of course, the more and more people are getting into trouble with credit card debt. So I'm going to let you pick up the story from there.
Boy, that's certainly a bevy. Now, this week is a big week for statistics, so I think you're going to see lots of consternation on Wall Street. We saw that somewhat today with the Dow down 35 points. But it was down over 200 earlier in the day, and we saw the plunge protection team sweep in and do their thing in the market to soften the downside. We also saw a roller coaster today in the gold and silver market, but they both ended up higher on the day. The Japanese yen, and I bring this in because of the yen carry trade, the Japanese yen was strong today, and that's not good for the stock market, because what happens is that people who have borrowed yen and invested the money in the U.S. stock market, when the yen goes up, they lose money, so they have to sell their investments in the stock market and simultaneously buy back the yen, and that puts pressure on the stock market. And so that's a good part of why the market was down today. Plus, the bad news, which you pointed out, with General Motors and Ford, Sears, and many, many other companies. There's no rhyme or reason for the Dow Jones Industrial Average to be selling at approximately 12,500. It should be substantially lower. But when you are involved in a corporatist fascist economy, that's the kind of thing you get. They try to guide everything and do what's best for you, and of course we don't want them choosing that what is best for us. And so this sort of thing is going to continue to go on. The economy is going to continue to deteriorate, as are the financial situation. You know, you hear these stories from Wall Street and Washington that the problem is 50% or 75% are all over in regard to credit crisis, and they're nothing but lies. The credit crisis is probably 15% over, and the losses are going to be absolutely staggering, not only in the United States, which has about 60% of the losses, but in Europe, which has about 40%. In between is Canada and China and Japan, but their losses aren't as large as the other two larger entities. And so this is going to continue for the next 2 or 3 years at least. And so you're not going to see any gain. In fact, probably 50% of the financial companies would have been out of business by now had it not been for the infusion in Europe of over $1 trillion into financial institutions. And over $1 trillion in the United States so far, and probably another trillion to come.
Okay, hold on to that thought, Bob. We're going to be back here in just a moment, right here at Genesis.
Do you know? know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bob Chapman. We're talking about what's going on in the financial markets, and most people don't understand that, because there's problems all over the world. This is a worldwide problem. I mean, there's inflation in Saudi Arabia. There's even more marked inflation in Russia, of course, America's. What's the current rate of inflation here, Bob? Not the official rate, which tells us 2.1% core, and maybe 4% or 4.2 or 3%, you know, if we take in the price and evaluate a full food and fuel. But of course, if you look and see what's happening, you know that it's far more than that. Certainly, Dow Jones has increased their base prices 20% on everything they sell. Fertilizer's gone up some 70% in this last year, and that's going to impact on the farmers. What's your take on the inflation? Where do we stand with the inflation rate? What about M3?
Well, real inflation is, by my calculation, is 12.625%, and the increase in M3, money and credit, which the Fed doesn't publish anymore, has been varying between 16% and 18% over the last several months. I'm waiting to do new figures here in about another week and a half, but the last figures we had were close to 18%. There's only a couple of entities out there that I've seen that have given true figures and are what they estimate to be true figures, and one was 16.5 and the other was 15.9. So, you know, we're in a 16 to 18% M3 world. And that's why I projected inflation, real inflation, to be over 15% by the end of the year. And I also think that interest rates, real interest rates, are going to be higher. A few weeks ago, I said that I thought that the U.S. 10-year note could go from 331 to 450 by the end of the year, and it's been trading between 390 and 398 for the last few days. In fact, actually, it went over 4% on Friday. And so I think that's in the cards. One of the reasons is that the dollar continues to try to rally and has been unsuccessful in doing so. I mean, today's a good example. The pound, that's a British pound, was off a penny and a half. And it had been off as much as like 220 during the course of the day. And yet the USDX, which is a dollar index of six other currencies, weighted. And that was only up 0.06 to 72.94. So the dollar's having trouble trying to find any way to rally. And the reason why is every time it rallies, you have sellers in the market because the dollar has problems and they'd rather be maybe in gold or commodities or another currency. And so this is going to continue, and as it continues, that pressure will put upward pressure on gold and silver, downward pressure on the stock market, upward pressure on interest rates. And, you know, there's a lot of factors involved. It's just like the price of oil. One-third of it's speculation. Okay, it's speculation. But why? People have gone to commodities, and particularly oil at this time, because they feel that they can't get a fair shake in the stock market because it's being manipulated. And so they've gone into that area, and prices have gone up. And now government, and in both in Europe as well as the U.S., has said that they want to stop the speculation. Well, they're not going to stop the speculation no matter what they do. And if they ruin the market, there won't be any market for anything. And they'll have a deflation or a depression on their hands. And so as the whole thing plays out, whether you know it or not, it gets worse every day.
Well, certainly, you know, we hear some of the people, the governors of the Fed, talking about how the interest rates are going to have to go up, you know, to fight inflation. And they're watching this very carefully. I mean, many of the governors, I think, realize the danger of inflation. They know that's their job, is to try to prevent inflation. And yet they've betrayed the American people by saving the banks, the Wall Street, and the financiers, rather than protecting the dollar. And, of course, that is their primary objective and goal. And I really think that probably the interest rates will be up pretty strongly by the end of this year. What do you think?
Well, I'm projecting on that same $10 U.S. Treasury, which is now, we'll say, around 390, 4.5% this year. But 2 to 3 years down the line, I'm looking at 6.5. And so a mortgage today, next, which is around 605, if we go up another half a point, you're at 655. And that's going to make it more difficult for resets as well as new mortgages, particularly in the kind of market that we have via lenders. But the jumbos are going from 7 to 9% right now. And so if you add on, say, another 5/8 of a point, you're looking at 7 5/8 to 9 5/8 for large loans. Usually jumbos are bigger. And so it's going to affect a lot of things. And the Fed really can't do much about it. They can keep the Fed funds rate and the discount rate in the 2-2.25% area, but and that's going to help the financial companies, banks, brokerage houses, but it's not going to help the real market because those rates are going to continue to climb.
I agree with you totally, and I really think it's only a matter of time before they're either going to have to make that decision, either to raise the interest rates and try to save the dollar, or keep the interest rates down and lose the dollar, and by so doing impoverish our people. Well, certainly, what's happening, I understand that over in Europe, the European Central Bank is holding their interest rates about 4%. They would like to lower it to try to get the economy going, but they don't dare do it because of the threat of inflation. Is that pretty accurate?
Right. They're lying just like the U.S. government is about statistics. And first of all, Great Britain says that maybe they might have over 3% inflation this year. And the continent says it's already 3.3 on the continent. The real rate of inflation, and I talk to people in Europe as well as in England, they're talking 10%, but I think it's about 7%. And the public's well aware of it there, and they can't lower interest rates. Their mandate is stability, and inflation is rising. Inflation certainly isn't stability. And I expect that interest rates will stay the same in Europe. In fact, if they have to come out with an official inflation rate of say 4 or 4.25%, they're going to raise rates no matter what. And Europe is slowing down. Some countries are doing better than others. The weak ones, Italy, Spain, Belgium, even France. The strong ones are, of course, Germany and Holland and Switzerland, which is not in the Eurozone nor in the European Union. And in England, the job market is starting to fall. Retail sales are falling. House prices are falling, as they are in Spain and in Ireland. And that's just going to get worse. And so we have two entities with three currencies, Europe, Great Britain, and the United States, all generally beset with the same kinds of problems. And they're all going to go into the ditch together. And the dollar will end up being the worst currency of the lot because they've been more excessive. And probably Great Britain will be number two, and the euro would be number three. The euro stands a chance probably 2 to 3 years down the line here of breaking up. And I cover that in the next issue of the International Forecaster. And I thought it was a monstrous mistake from the very beginning. The key reason is one interest rate fits all. And, of course, that just doesn't happen. One interest rate does not fit all. Each economy has its own strengths and weaknesses, and each one should have a separate interest rate. And also, they're trying to shove a constitution down the throats of the people in the European Union, and now they've got lawsuits. And I think that thing called the Lisbon Agreement is going to be hung up for a long time. So at the same time, those markets I just talked about, including Canada, are great import markets for exports from Asia and other places in the world. And so if their economy slowed down, everybody else is going to slow down as well. And so if this continues the way that it is, and I believe it will, then I think you're going to see continued pressure in all economies, and I think you'll see particularly strong pressure on the dollar, but other currencies as well. I mean, today, if you can believe it, the Mexican peso is 10.30, and it wasn't 6 months ago, it was 11.20. And the Mexican peso has increased in value almost 10% against the dollar. I mean, that's unheard of.
But is the peso going up, is the dollar going down?
It's better run than the United States government.
But don't you think that it's really a matter that the dollar is falling rather than the peso is going up?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in a moment with Bob Chapman, and we'll welcome your calls. If you want to know what's really going on, Bob knows better than most people. Our telephone number is, of course, 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791, right here at Genesis.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Ted Anders from Midas, June 2nd, 2008. Gold, $8.92.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $9.18.51, $4.52.45 for half, $2.26.23 for quarter. That's $9.18.51, $4.52.45, and $2.26.23. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rory Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who has a business, credit card, automobile, medical, or unsecured loan debt of $10,000 or more, and you can't make your monthly payments, why don't you call David Lemure and his debt settlement company at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, because they'll contact your creditors, they'll negotiate a 30 to 60% reduction of what you owe, and arrange for a convenient payment schedule that'll get you out of debt in 12 to 36 months. Why don't you call today? Because the penalties and interest on your debt is increasing, and call David Lemure at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, and start getting out of debt today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Genesis Communication Network. The price of steel is going up, which is going, of course, to cut into the profits of the automotive companies. Either that or they're going to have to raise the price for the cars, but they're having, and their trucks and their SUVs, but they're having a hard time selling it if it is. So certainly it doesn't look like General Motors or Ford or any of the major car companies are going to do well this year, and even Toyota, probably the finest car produced in the United States, is having difficulties and is cutting back on production. And then, of course, there's the increase in the price of fuel. Now, right now, of course, we see, well, I know, for instance, I was out today, price of fuel in my community for unleaded was $4.27.95 and 95 hundredths of a cent there in one of the stations as I was driving to the radio studio yesterday. And of course, the price is going up in some places. The price of diesel is up over $5 a gallon, which is impacting on the farmers, certainly impacting on the petrochemical industry, and that's where your fertilizers come in. It's impacting certainly on the truckers. It's impacting on the airlines. It's impacting the average individual. It's getting increasingly expensive, of course, to drive our cars. Now, over in Europe, where they have gasoline at $8 or $9 a gallon, they have had for a long period of time, they've kept the price up there because they want to use the taxation concepts and principles to control what the people do and get them out of the cars. And only the people, of a great deal of money will have a car. Most people are on light rail and transportation, mass transit systems. But it would take us years to put that in here in the United States. So, many of our people who commute to work are going to find themselves in real trouble, especially if the price keeps going up. Bob, I hear rumors that before the election, they're going to actually try to make the market look a lot better, and they're going to drop the price of gasoline and oil, at least temporarily, to try to get McCain elected. Have you heard any rumors of this sort?
No, I haven't, but it sounds like a logical conclusion. But how successful they'll be in doing that remains to be seen. Today, first of all, last week, the margin requirements on COMEX for oil contracts increased from $5,000 to $10,000. Today on ICE, which is the equivalent in London, they increased from $5,000 to $30,000. And they figure that that will calm speculation. Now, early on, the price of oil, I'm talking 3:30 a.m. in the morning, the price of oil was down 155 a barrel at 125.80. And when that announcement came, the price of oil was trading about a minus $1. The announcement came, and the price went back up to a minus 155, 158. And then, at the end of the day, oil was only off 27 cents. So, there's a lot of other factors in here, other than just this so-called speculation. And granted, about one-third of the increase in price in commodities has been caused by inflation, and that's been caused by the weak dollar, which is behind all of this. But, of course, the Federal Reserve is more interested in saving Wall Street than they are saving the dollar and the American people.
But don't you think that the speculation...
It didn't have that much of an impact, which tells you that the professionals are saying not only do we have a problem here where there's more demand than supply, at the moment at least, we have that lunatic in Washington telling us two or three times a week that he's going to turn Iran into a parking lot. And when you have this sort of situation, it's normal for people to speculate. So you have two real strong reasons to speculate in commodities, and particularly oil. Number one, the possible war with Iran, and it might spread all over the Middle East and affect oil prices. And then you have this underlying dollar problem. And, you know, our Treasury Secretary was speaking yesterday in the Middle East, and he said, it's more demand than supply. That's what the oil price problem is. He's right. But last week, he was telling us it was speculation. And I say, get it straight.
Well, don't you think that speculation is playing a fair amount of part in what's going on? As well as all the other things you've mentioned.
Expected.
Right.
Why would anybody want to own stocks in the Dow Jones Industrials or any of the better quality stocks in America when sales are falling, unemployment is rising, interest rates in the real market are going up? Well, I mean, there's a lot of negatives out there. People are being laid off.
Yep, I think all those things are true. When I get back, I want you to tell me what's going to happen to the price of silver stocks, because they're not doing very well. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731. Or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. If you have a question, give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But before we go on, Bob, and you tell me why silver stocks aren't acting better than they are, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the International Forecaster and perhaps subscribe to it as I do?
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. And we publish on Wednesday and Saturdays via email. It usually runs around 30 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month as well for those who are not on the Internet. If you'd like to go to our site, you can get a free introductory copy there. The address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International FORECASTER.com. If you'd like to email us, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. International_forecaster@yahoo.com, or you can call toll free 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188.
All right. Well, certainly, silver standards, one of the largest and probably finest of silver mines, with multiple mines all over the country, all over the Western Hemisphere, in the world today. And yet, silver standards certainly seemed to be down. I think it was up to 36, 38. Suddenly, it's down. It's down. Was down almost to 20. 24, I think it's back up to about 30 now, but it's certainly not advancing at all. What do you think about the possibility of the silver standard or other silver stocks are going to move? Right now, they're certainly not doing anything at all.
Well, first of all, the price of gold came down from 1033 to 845. The price of silver went from $21 down to almost $16. So when you have that happen, the price of gold and silver companies goes down. You also have the factor that you have large investment banking firms who have been shorting those stocks, and they've been naked shorting them. And this has been going on for a long time. They've done very well, but they would have done a heck of a lot better had they not been shorted. And, of course, the SEC looks the other way because they know what's going on. And so that's why there's been pressure on all of the producing and junior companies. The junior pressure is coming from the producing mining companies, particularly Barrick and others like them, who are looking to buy production by buying other companies. And, of course, they want to buy them as cheaply as possible. So it's in their best interest to take a stock that's selling for 15, that's going to be in production very shortly, and they know approximately what their reserves are, to make the stock go down from 15 to 8 or 10 if they can do that. And then they don't have to pay as much for it. So you've got that going on as well. So it's not the individual companies. It's outside forces for the most part, including the price of gold and silver. A silver standard has the best portfolios of silver properties in the world. And then just now beginning to start to go into production. And I think they'll do very well. I think it is the best of the silver mining companies. There are other good ones as well. I like that one. I like Agnico Eagle and Goldcorp. Agnico produces gold, silver, lead, and zinc. And they seem to be the top company today. And we have a lot of people who bought the stock at $4 and $5 a share. It got as high as 82, and it closed today at 70.64. You've got Goldcorp, had a high of around 45. It's selling around 40. I mean, it languished for a long time at 28. And, you know, every stock has its day. And so within the structure, if you're not a trader, you pick good stocks and you go long and you stay long for the duration of the move. And so if a stock underperforms, what you do is you go in and buy more. Now, the expiration stocks are totally different. They're really based more than anything else on what they find on the ground. And they're very speculative. If they work, they work marvelously. If they don't work, it's a disaster sometimes. And you can have stocks that you buy at 80 cents go down to 12. And you can have stocks you buy at 80 cents go to $7. And so, you know, if you can't stand the pressure of owning stocks, period, then you don't get into them. I had a letter today asking me all kinds of questions, which I answered. And I said to the person, it sounds to me, after almost 50 years being associated with markets, that you really shouldn't be a stock buyer.
Well, I think
that you should not be in the market.
You have to have a lot of patience, that's for sure. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Bob, and certainly the stocks are rather, they're tricky at the present time, and you really, unless you've got a lot of tenacity and you can afford just to sit and wait, you shouldn't be in them. Now, certainly as far as gold and silver is concerned, they've knocked gold down. I guess what it was about 8.92 today, it closed something like that. And I don't know where silver closed, but...
Well, both of them were up on the day.
Right.
The spot market in gold was 890.80 up... excuse me, that's incorrect. The spot market... let me pull that out here. Just take me a second. I just received it in. It was up 650 at 883.50, and silver was 1687, up 4 cents.
All right, fine. Well, certainly, obviously, they're being manipulated, but how long will they keep them down, or do we have any way of knowing?
Any way of knowing, and they're manipulating the stock market, and you say to yourself, well, how long can they keep it up? We don't know, but they can't keep it up forever. And there's going to be a day of reckoning. What's going to bring that about is the, and we've talked about this many times, is that the recession and perhaps a depression, which these luminous powers behind government have deliberately caused to bring the United States and Europe and Canada to its knees financially. And this is something they can't stop now, and they don't know how to deal with it. And now the credit markets are totally out of control. Half the financial companies in those countries are underwater, should be bankrupt, were it not for the $200 billion a month that's being lent out to these institutions to keep them from going bankrupt.
Well, that's certainly a frightening thing to contemplate, and certainly when we begin looking at companies like Citicorp, I mean, one of the, I guess that's the largest bank here in the United States.
I want to tell you something, Stan.
Right.
We made a recommendation 3 years ago when we told everybody to get out of the real estate market. And we, at that time, Citigroup was selling at $45 a share, and we said, short the stock, bet it's going to go down. I saw it trading today at $21.25. Now, were you have to done that, you would make the difference between, we'll say, $20 and $45, which is one heck of a lot of money. I think that Citigroup's going to at least $12 a share. Now, I don't think it'll ever go under because they're a shareholder in the Federal Reserve. And so they're not going to let them go under, no matter what. But the stock is going down lower. And I foresaw all this. All the building stocks, the suppliers, like Standard Pacific's $3. I think we shorted it at 50. I mean, the money that's been made on the shorts that we recommended is colossal, just like it is with many of the gold and silver stocks over the last 8 years.
Well, certainly UBS, Union Bank of Switzerland, that's the third largest bank in the world, and they're in real trouble. I mean, they got $1 trillion or so in assets, but I think they're losing an awful lot of that. I think people are pulling money out of there because they're worried, and they still have countless billions of dollars of bad material, of bad loans, and really nobody knows how many much they have invested in these bad loans. Well, we've got
well,
a call.
The Swiss will never let UBS go under.
I think you're probably right.
And yes, they're in every bit as much a trouble as you say that they are.
Well, who do we have called again?
It's unfortunate, and that's something 15 or 20 years ago they would have never done.
Right.
But now, you know, they've got involved in these games with the people on Wall Street, and they got in serious trouble.
Sure. Well, who do we have calling? Somebody's calling. Okay. A gentleman from Missouri, what was your name, sir?
Russ,
okay, Russ, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a question for Dr. Chapman. What should I do with my 401k? What should I be
doing? Well, I think it depends upon a lot of things. Number one, your age, your commitments, your family, how much money you have, how much debt you have, what kind of job you have. It's not an easy question to answer on the air. You have to go through all those things.
Uh-huh.
But generally speaking, you shouldn't be in the stock market. You should be either in a gold and silver shares or coins if you can buy them through that entity, or with gold and silver mutual funds, or with Swiss franc government bonds. And if you can't get any of that, then that's offered to you within your structure, then what you should do is go to a money market fund. That's the safest place you can be, because this market's going to go lower. after the election, I think it's going to get bombed.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chapman.
Okay,
incidentally,
fine.
If you want, you can email me with your phone number, and I'll call you, and I'll personally tell you what I think you ought to do.
Okay, fine.
Did you
fine.
Get the email?
Go ahead, give your email out again.
It's international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com.
Well, now, the 401Ks, do they have individual accounts, or are they sort of in some, you know, we know that some of the pension funds are really playing fast and furious with the money they have. I mean, they're in the hedge funds. No pension fund ought to be in hedge funds or in the commodity market, and yet some of the big ones are.
Well, they're also in illegal commercial real estate as well, and they're in as you said, hedge funds. You know, they should all be in bonds. In 1985, every pension and profit-sharing fund was in bonds, and all of a sudden, it was okay to buy stocks. And they started off with blue chips, then they went to real estate, and look, the Dow goes down to its old low that it reached in 2001 of 7,268. You're looking at these pension and profit-sharing plans losing half of their money. It's as simple as that. You don't have to be a genius to figure it out. The 401Ks, the companies usually have a structure you can work with. Usually the structure stinks because they only give you a limited amount of products to choose from. Some 401Ks you can make decisions. Some of them you can't. That's why I have to talk to people in detail about those things so that I can give them a better answer. And I'm willing to do it. And I don't charge people for that. Most people charge $1,000 an hour to do what I do.
Well, I appreciate the advice you've given me through the years, Bob. It's been invaluable. Well, now, certainly as we watch this whole scenario unfold and we hear the people telling us, oh, it's about over. We're down at the bottom, you know. Things are just going to get better in the housing market. And, you know, sales have been up in a couple of places across the country. But that is simply because the prices have come down so low. But everything suggests to me that the prices of homes overall are going to continue falling probably for not only this year but even next year. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think you got to go area by area. That's very important. Some areas are within 15% of bottoming out. Most areas of the former hot areas have got another 20 or 25% to go. There are some areas that are as low as they'll ever get. And so it all depends on where you are. But you have all the foreclosures coming up and the subprime ALTA loans, the worst and the biggest right now this year from June to June is going to be a horror show. And then you have the option arms coming into play, and they are for more expensive loans, and they're called pick and pay loans as well. And the dollars involved in those are even greater than what is involved in the other two, and that's going to go on for 5 years. They're resets. And a lot of them are going to go under because they chose just to pay interest. And all the principal backed up. And now the property they bought, say, for $1 million, there's $1,100,000 owed on it, and it's worth $850,000. You figure it out. And so we're nowhere near the bottom. So you don't want to buy a house. You want to continue to rent, and you'll save money in the long run. To own a house is an expensive proposition, and you know you'd like to have one, but not in this market.
Well, because the problem is, you buy a house and the house keeps losing value while you're in real trouble. And the thing is that it may be many a decade or more before the house. The price of houses begins to rise again. That's the real threat that we face.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, most of the assets of the public are in their homes. And, 40-45% of the people are in the stock market. And most of them are in there through pension profit sharing and 401Ks and IRAs and stuff like that. So consequently, they're not really in the market in the same way that they are in their homes. And in the hot areas, like let's take Malibu, the houses, house prices are going to drop 60%. Because that's what they did in 1988 to 1992. And we didn't have any leverage then. People put down 20%. So maybe they'll go down even more than that. And you get Southern California as a whole, they'll go down 45%. Miami, 45%. Phoenix, Las Vegas, Maryland, and on and on.
Well, I think an awful lot of people are going to be very, very unhappy before this thing is over. But, of course, this is the history of bubbles. And whenever you have a bubble, it goes up much higher than you anticipate. And then when it collapses, it usually goes much lower than you would anticipate. Would you agree with that?
Right. That's true. It's unfortunate. But markets always overdo themselves. The bubble, that overdid itself. Well, when you get down the bottom, it overdoes itself, too. And you got to remember one important fact here. Who is to blame? The blame is the Federal Reserve, which is no more federal than Federal Express. That's where the problem lies.
We're out of time, Bob. We'll talk to you later. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us here at Radio Liberty. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black murky elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black murky elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to black murky purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, this is the time when I really need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there in the listening audience, and you're in a position to help us, and you agree with me that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, economic battlefield. Why, we hope many of you will decide you're going to join the Radio Liberty family, because we've got almost 60, well, we've got over 60 outlets right now. We've picked up some new stations. We've got over 60 outlets every week. You know, a lot of them are only hearing us half an hour a week, but at least people are hearing that never have heard the truth before. So, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, have you made preparations in case there is a chemical, biological, or nuclear attack on America? People say it couldn't happen, but I would like to suggest that it very well could happen. I don't think the majority of people are going to die, but certainly if you're not prepared, you may very well be ended up rounded up and put in a concentration camp. How do you prepare your home in case there's a major emergency here? Well, that's why the DVD, Sheltering in Place, is so important. Sheltering in Place, we offer it a very competitive price, much cheaper than you'll get it elsewhere. Sheltering in Place DVD tells you what you should start thinking about and the things you ought to have on hand, because believe me, if you have plastic and duct tape, why, you'll suffocate yourself. Then the next thing, of course, we want to mention is the four tapes that we have on civilian defense, four tape or four CD set. We have a book called Nuclear War Survival Skills, very well done by people who've studied this for years. Used to be published by the government, no longer published by the government, because they have no plans on protecting the American people. They're protecting themselves. They've got their shelters for the elite, but not for you. So you're going to have to start making plans for yourself. Nuclear War Survival Skills, another excellent book, is entitled Making the Basics. What do you do when you just can't go down to the store and buy food? How do you survive? How does your grandparents survive? They know a lot of tricks that most people don't know today. So Make the Best of Basics, an excellent book we recommend to you. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will certainly, if you have not already gotten yourself a big Berkey or a Berkey Light or certainly water filter so you can have water, if you haven't ordered your emergency long-term storage food packets, why, give us a call. If you've got, if you've already got a catalog, put the order in, because I will tell you that they're having real trouble filling those orders. It is backlogged on the Berkeys, backlogged on the food, but if you get your order in now, we'll get it for you. But, you know, don't put this off. I mean, everybody say, oh, well, I'll do it next week, next month. No. If you'd like a catalog, give us a call. We'll be glad to send you a free catalog. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, on the other hand, if you already have the catalog and you haven't ordered, let me encourage you not to put it off. And there's certainly the prices are competitive. We work through ready reserve foods, dehydrated. They certainly cook the material, they dehydrate it, they pack it in nitrogen for long lasting. Been around for 40 years, and of course we've had very, very good reports from the people who've gotten the ready reserve food products, and you get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. Well, then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to go to our website. And we've got some great new DVDs you can actually see on our website. You can actually see then, of course, linked. We actually linked to a number of other items. I thought my son did a great job of linking to these other items. And some of them are YouTube, some of them are on Google. So you can simply go to RadioLiberty.com and look at the television links, especially where it says other television links. Listen to our radio programs. They're available there. And then, of course, we ask you to go and read our newsletters. Find out what's going on. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get my DVD on the Forbidden Secret and my DVD on the Planned Police State, and certainly the book, The Ron Paul Revolution.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful.